Tonight's shir, Simon Lamed Beis, Se'if Chavtes through Se'if Lamed Beis. Se'if Chavtes. Im ein ha-parshios shaguros befiv. If someone is not familiar with the parshios of tefillin clearly by heart to say them, tzarech she'yichtov mitoch ha-ksav. He must write the parshios looking into a written copy of the parshios. Mishnebura sifkatan kuf lamed gimel shaguros befiv. Tehainu be'eis shu maser lichtoiv mistama idain eno baki bekriyos and bal pekaroi. We assume that when someone begins to write parashas of tefillin, he is not an expert in the reading of these parashas bal pe properly. Ubefrat b'malei v'chaser, especially when it comes to which words are malei or chaser. So when he's not yet proficient, so at that point he has to write from a ksav. Sifkatan lakuf lamed dalad mitoch ksav. Oh, mi pimakri. If he's not going to read it, someone should read it to him. Kadesh lo yita, that he should not make a mistake. If he knows some of the parasha by heart, you can imagine he knows Shema by heart. Mutter licht of oisa mixas balpeh. That he can write balpeh. The ayin bebach shekosev demikomoko mitzvah in a muvcha licht of becholgav demitoch eksav. The Bach writes that even if he is Shogar Befiv, there's a mitzvah and a mufcha to write it mitoch ksav under all circumstances. But the way the Shulchan Aruch says it is, if you're not familiar with it klar, then you need ksav. Seif lamet. Einu rashai lichtoiv elam kin yodeh lekrois. To be a soifer, you have to know how to read. You're not allowed to write parashiyus if you can't read the parashiyus. Seif kan kuf lamet hey yodeh lekrois. Because if not, it's very easy to make a mistake. They won't even realize you made a mistake. So if for him it's just an artwork, a calligraphy that he's trained, he has no clue what it says, that's no good. Sif Lamed Aleph. Im eino kosev mitoch ksav, if he's not writing from a written parsha, lo yichtov al peh shemakra oso acher, so he shouldn't write it balpeh with someone else reading for him unless he goes and he says it himself as well. If he's not writing from a ksav, mash, what the implication is, if he is writing from a ksav, if he's copying on a parash that's already been written, there's no necessity to say out the words that you are writing. And we're talking in a case when he's familiar with it. We're not afraid he'll make a mistake. This is how they answer. There shouldn't be a kash from Yerdei Simreish Ayin Dal, because you can't write a Sefer Torah unless you're copying. Because no one's familiar with the whole Sefer Torah. You're not familiar with all the parashas in the Torah. So there you have to copy. It's not the same. This is also pshat in Magen Avraham. But many Achronim disagree with this. Uposko, and they determined that in all situations, the sefer should say the word that he's about to write before he writes it. V'atam kasva bach, the Bach explains the reason. The kachi mitzvahs ksivah sefer Torah tefillin mezuzos. This is how you do the mitzvah of writing. Kadesh te kedushas hevel kriyas kol teva v'teva hayotz mipiv hakoyre. Nimshechas al ha'oisyois kishakosif osam beklaf. The kedushas hevel, the kedusha of the breath, of the recitation, of the reading of each word that the sofer is going to say will be transmitted to the letters that he's writing in the klaf. So there's a transfer of kedusha, if you will, by saying the word to the writing of the word.
And that includes the shame?
Yeah. The kolza l'kachatchila. Now this is a chatchila. Now, of course, b'di'evid, it's not possible if you didn't make a mistake. Sifkan kuf lamed zayin. Alpeh Shemakra V'chulu. He shouldn't just write when he listens to someone else read to him. V'afilu hushaga b'fiv gamken, even if he himself does know the parashas by heart. Sivkan kufla meches v'yikr b'fiv. He should say himself, kol teva teva, each word, koidim shich devena, before he writes the word, kadesh lo yitin, not to make a mistake. V'kol shkenim v'koysev alper b'li makrin, certainly, if he's writing balper without a makri, he should say the words before he writes it down. Brings a note on the side from the Tshuva Shevet Alevi that he should do each word individually. He should not say several words together. He also quotes that the Keses HaSofer writes, Keses HaSofer is the Gabal Kisei Shulchan Aruch on Safos, that if you have a Kriyan Ksiv, you should read it Kamo HaKsiv. So you shouldn't make a mistake, B'Ksiv HaSo. So he's saying, Clara, that you have to read it the way you write it, not the way you pronounce it. And vice versa, there's still Kedusha even doing that way. And that's not the way we read it when we lane. This vice versa, there's still be an element of Kedusha like that. Se'if Lamed Beis. Tzorich lahaniach chalak lemalo kedei gago shel lamed. When the Sefer writes the top line of the parchment, there has to be a border left blank above the line, large enough for the space of the top of the lamed, which is three kumis widths. The Ramah says, "Shugam heim ukafim gevil," that that should also be mukaf gevil, which means to say, it's actually a little more than the top of the lamed. Oh, yeah. If there's going to be a lamed on the top line, like Shema Yisrael, so there has to be enough room for the lamed to go above the sirtut and still be parchment after that to make a mukaf gevil. So that's the size of the border on top. Ulamata, as far as the bottom goes, kashir chaf v'num pshuta. You have to have enough border blank that you could extend down the chaf sofis and non sofis.
Or the pay?
Yeah, these are the first ones that come up.
Matari.
Ubetchilasan v'sofin. What?
That's also three, or that's?
There's a five. The chaf and nun sofis are
the regular,
five.
The regular letter is three, so it's
regular
is
three. More. These should be five, and then a little more for the mukaf gevil. Ubetchilasan v'sofin. As far as the beginning and end of the parchment, what are borders there? And circle near cloud. There's no necessity to leave space before and after the parshas. The Ramah says, "Miu nohagu asefim laniach ketzas b'tchilah v'sof," but the meaning of the sefim is to leave a little border before and after the parshas. V'tzerach laniach bein kol teva v'teva kimlo ois. Between each word, there should be a space left blank, the size of a letter. V'chein bein hashitin kimlo shita, and between the lines, like the size of a line. And between each letter of a word, the thickness of a hair. The same as we say by a Sefer Torah. As we clarify in Tur Yerdea. There should also be a little space between psukim. There should be a blank space above the top line of the parsha. Mehashitos of the lines of the parasha kedei gaga shalamed, room for the top of the lamed. V'nirli dahainu michtav benoni. It would seem to me that this border should be spaced for average sized osius. Afilu hu koisif rak saf katan. Even if he's actually writing with small osius, the space on top should be a little larger. The halo omu b'menachas lamed, the Gemara menachas says, kimlo atva de safri, that there should be a space at the top like the size of atva de safri. Who perish Rishon, the Rishon explains, shu kedei lichtov gago shel lav chulun alat, there should be enough space to write the top of the lamed. Vim isa de eshchilik b'zen, if you want to start differentiating in depending on the size of the ksav, ayeshim, what exactly is this measurement? So therefore, it makes sense to say it's an average benoni gag halamed. The afshel lidchos b'doichik, but you could perhaps push me off with Doichik, that Gemara lo ayrbak bekoisuk sabeni, that the Gemara itself is stomach sabeni. And that's what the Gemara meant, the tab beni. But if you wrote ksav katan, maybe you don't need a ksav beni dik border on top.
So we don't mind if that lamin goes into the above line, like v'yashlichem, it's a large lamin, as long as it doesn't go into the space of another letter.
Correct. Sif katan kuf mem, pshuta. On the bottom, there has to be a border to make space for the chaf and nun sofis. Va'od mashu, and then a little besides, lakaf is gevilim, to make sure that there's parchment beneath the ink. The Talmud calls there the reason for all this, Kadesh Keshe is Damein Lo Lechoswan, that when it happens that you have to write these letters in the bottom line, Shilom Okum, there will be space for it. Vayesh Oim, some say, Tetzerch Lehnich Oy Lamala Migaga Shalam Lamata Michof and Num Shuto, Dechatzi Tzipurin. Some say you should make sure that above the top of the lamed at the top of the parashias and below the chafen and sofis at the bottom of the parashias, you should add the space of a chatzi tzipoyrin, half a nail. That's only the chatchila. So this chatzi tzipoyrin, I would assume, is a very small amount. I don't know exactly how to measure that. Sifkan kuf mem aleph klal, the beginning and the end, you don't have to leave any space. Rak mashahu la kafas kevilim, a little bit you have to leave, that when the line begins, this parchment should be book of kevil. But other than that, you wouldn't have to leave any special border on the right and left of the parsha. Sifkan kuf mem beis, but the meaning of the seifim is to leave a border at the beginning and end. Kitsas a little bit. Haina kitsas yoisim akavas kevil. That means a little bit more than just to have the parchment next to the ink. V'yesh machmirin d'chadchila tzarech b'tchila klaf k'dei liglol kol ha'parasha k'mezuzah. Some say that you should have enough empty space at the beginning of the parasha so that when I roll the parchment, the blank will cover the entire parasha like we find by mezuzah. So there are some who are machmir, there should be an extra wide border when you begin the parasha. Sifkan kufmem gimel. Ois, between each word, there should be the space of a letter. Ketana, a small letter. Shu yud, like a yud, which means basically one kulmus space. Ubidiyevit ein lifsol, elam kein nearest kasi keteva achas, latin lochachim lotipesh. Bidiyevit, we're not going to apostle unless when you show it to a child, he thinks it's one word. Child who's not too smart, not too stupid, if he thinks it's one word, then it's one word, and that's too close together. Sifkan kuf mem dalad. There should be between the lines kimelo shita, the space of a line. V'yesh oimim de'ein tzarech lahaniach ela b'sefer Torah. Some say you only need that in a sefer Torah. V'chei noagu ha'sefer she'medaktim zen. The meaning of the sefer is not medaktik. You know, when you write a line, so the typical ois is three kulmas. And we said that a sefer ideally will leave six kulmas between each sirtut. So if you leave six kulmas between each sirtut, you did leave kimelosh shita. And it's obviously not going to cover the letters that go into that space, but the standard letter is basically three oive kulmas ois. So making six oive kulmas between the sirtut, you have it. But lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings eish oimim, that that's a sefer Torah kepeda, and in Parshas, the minig is not tamedaktik. Sifkatan kuf memhe, chut hasaira. Between the letters, it's not the space of a letter, that's the spacing of words. Between the letters, it's a chut hasaira, a literally thin thread like a hair. Hainu rak lechatchila, again, this is the chatchila. Al b'dievid ein lifsoil, elam kein niris hateva chaluka l'shtayim. But if it's more spacing than that, if it's wider, again, if it's too close, they're touching, that for sure is no good. But if they're further apart than chut hasaira, b'diyev, we're not going to apostle unless it looks like two words. K'moshen esbar, kol zeb, yoredei simen, reish ayin zayin, lina sefer Torah, we clarify this in yoredei reish ayin zayin, by sefer Torah. Sifkan kuf mem vav ma'at, you should leave a little bit blank between posik and posik. Ma'at chalok. In the name of many achronim, and the Vilna Gaon, his commentary conclude that between psukim you don't have to leave any more space than you would leave between words in the middle of a pasuk. Look, Moshe Kosov Shapir Devish and Dotsav Kavav Ayin Sham. In other words, there's no spacing in psukim between pasuk and pasuk. When you open the Torah, you have to know where the pasuk ends, but it's not like we leave two spaces or three spaces, like hit space bar, you know. We don't do that. It's as long as it's the space between the words, that's already sufficient for between psukim as well. Not like the Shach, who says you would have to leave more space than that.